The spread of the coronavirus in Utah appears to be slowing, though state hospitals are still treating a small but steady stream of patients with severe cases. They have to be separated and need round-the-clock care. KUER's John Reed looks into what the experience is like for people admitted because of COVID-19.
Neil Murphy was one of the first COVID patients in the state. He's 75 and has asthma, a high risk for serious complications from the virus. He says one day he felt a bit off. He got tired and slept for about 17 hours, then had a 104-degree fever. Soon after, he was admitted to an intensive care unit at the University of Utah and given oxygen. But even at maximum flow, it wasn't enough. At that point, he said he just had to accept his fate.
Logically, two things are going to happen. I'm going to die or I'm not going to die. And the doctors are going to do their best, I know that, and I have no control over that.
Then he was sedated and put on a ventilator. He woke up with his hands tied to the bed and a tube down his throat. He stayed like that for 5 days.
It feels like you've got a piece of plastic stuck in your throat. So if you move, the tube bangs into your windpipe. It feels like something inside is jabbing you.
From there, there's not much more medical providers can do, says Nathan Hatton, one of the doctors who took care of Murphy. There are several drugs being studied right now which could help with the virus, but
none of those things have been proven, you know, and so until the data and studies have come out, then you sort of fall back on, you know, it works, right?
He says that means making sure patients get basic care, like food and medicine to make them more comfortable. The rest is up to their bodies to recover. For Neil Murphy, he's been lucky. The CDC says 40 to 70% of patients in the ICU for COVID-19 don't make it out alive. But he's been out of the hospital for 6 weeks now and is hopeful he'll make a full recovery. John Reed, KUER News.